Dr. Sabic, Italian office note on patient Beverly Driscoll, D-R-I-S-K-E-L-L, Beverly, B-E-V-E-R-L-Y. Date of birth is 5-22-1949. Date of service 10-10-2024. Period. The patient is 75-year-old female who presents to my office to be established with me as her doctor. Her past medical history includes paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, has been hospitalized for it, and is currently maintained on metoprolol and amiodarone, and she's following with Dr. Butkevich. Period. Next. History of heterozygous for hemochromatosis. Period. Paragraph past surgical history includes hysterectomy. Next, pelvic abscess requiring multiple intervention. Hernia repair. Next, lysis of adhesions and ruptured intestines requiring surgical intervention. By Dr. Asham, period, paragraph. Allergy, she's allergic to fluoroquinolones and Aleve, period, paragraph. Social history, patient. Is married, has three kids, no smoking, occasional alcohol, no drug use. She is retired, used to be in internal design and English as a second language teacher. Period, paragraph. Family history, father was alcoholic, died from MI. Mother had thyroid cancer, died at age of 90. A brother had dementia, another brother is alcoholic. Period. Review of systems reveals no headaches, occasional palpitations and tightness when she had episodes of AFib uncontrolled. Now it's improved. No nausea, no vomiting, no abdominal pain. She does have constipation on a chronic basis, and she does use herbal laxatives with good results. She does report nocturia up to 3 times at night, no straining upon urination, no urinary incontinence, occasional leg swelling. All other systems are reviewed and are negative. Immunization, no COVID-19 shots received, period, paragraph. Medications, Tylenol, Amiodarone, Eliquis, and Metoprolol. On physical exam, her vital signs, she weighs 152 pounds, blood pressure 120 over 64, heart rate 68, temperature 97.9. General appearance in non-acute distress, HNT, pupils around the active palate and accommodation, ejected conjunctiva, non-enteric sclera, no cervical lymphadenopathy, no carotid B bilaterally, no jugular venous extension bilaterally, most oral mucosa, no pharyngeal erythema, no lid pupil gap. Next, supple, no stiffness or rigidity, heart sounds are regulated and rhythm, no muscle as 2, no murmur, no friction of her lungs, activity, auscultation, no crackles, or reserved abdomen soft. No hepatomegaly, no speedomegaly, no guiding rebound or rigidity. Extremities, there's no edema in the lower extremities. Skin, no skin rash, noted. Neuro exam is non-focal. Investigations. So the following. And this is from Methodist Hospital from September 19, 2024. Sodium 138, potassium 3.3, chloride 102, total CO2 25, BUN 11, creatine 0.53, estimated GFR is 96, calcium 8.0, phosphorus 2.7, magnesium 2.0, albumin was 2.3, BNP was 780, iron set, TSAT was 29.4, B12 was 1285, and vitamin D level is 26, hemoglobin is 9.7. Your analysis at that time shows Pseudomonas aeruginosa UTI, period. Assessment and plan 1, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation maintained on amiodarone and metoprolol to follow with Dr. Butkevich. Next diagnosis, hypokalemia. We are going to recheck her potassium level. She is advised to take more potassium in her diet. Next, hypocalcemia secondary to low vitamin D. She is to take high dose vitamin D3 with K2. Next, low vitamin D level or vitamin D insufficiency. She's going to start supplementing with vitamin D3 and K2. Next, hypoalbuminemia. We're going to recheck her albumin in 1 month. Next, anemia with good iron stores. We're going to recheck her CBC in 1 month, period paragraph. Patient is going to see me back in 1 month to for follow-up with lab, and we'll go from there and report. Thanks.